Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. There it is. There it was. Well, you didn't see, though. I don't know how much you saw of Purdue-Tennessee. That was awesome. Purdue-Virginia. Purdue's a good basketball team now. Good basketball team, and they just came up short against Virginia. Both of those games were overtime games, and it's tough to live on the edge like that. But, man, Texas Tech getting there saved the Big 12. Big 12 was a good conference all year long.
I'm sorry, boy. What about Texas and the NIT? I guess you're just well.
Yeah, they're the 69th best team. Congratulations.
Well, they haven't won it yet.
No, but well, are you just going to –
I don't know because I don't
skip past that until Rahil gets here.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to
that.
Yeah,
that's just consistent winning. Win,
wait,
win,
where's 69? You know what? From now on, we're going to call it the Gronk Tournament because he's going to be smart and have a good time because you're 69th best team in the country.
Big 12 battle tomorrow, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Texas versus TCU.
Yeah.
How about we get excited?
The Big 12's doing nothing but winning. Let's see, in the final six teams – in college basketball?
That are playing for something?
Final six teams that are playing for something. Three of them are Big 12. You're welcome. You're welcome. 50% of basketball that matters is being played by the Big 12 now.
Yeah. So the Big 12 was really embarrassed early on. Kansas State got beat. Kansas got their ass handed to them. Iowa State got beat in the first round as well. These are the best teams in the Big 12. Texas Tech saved the Big 12. The SEC is showing up pretty damn good in this tournament.
Fayetteville John again. I feel it coming.
Yes. Pushing Kelvin Sampson, Arkansas.
The ACC. Yeah. Really? With Duke and North Carolina?
They were expected to. Yeah. You know what?
And the team,
they had 3-1 seeds and only one of them got through.
And the team that most people thought was the least likely of the teams to get there got there.
Boy, yeah. That is a great story. To lose to a 16 seed. Come back. No one took them seriously headed in for that very reason. They played with a chip on their shoulder. They played good basketball, man. Virginia really played focused basketball.
The show before us said that Michigan State has to get there for the final to have any appeal. If Texas Tech gets there, then it'll lose a lot of its
Michigan State's
a lot of it luster.
The last what the only national team?
Well, there's no blue bloods.
Well, I get it. Some people care, but Michigan State, I guess they're blue blood because of Tom Izzo's success there. But I don't care if Michigan State gets there.
Michigan State is blue collar, but they're blue collar blue blood. They don't get
They're kind of new money.
Yeah, but they're not though. That's
Since
the thing.
2000, you call is a blue blood someone who came on the
now
scene
the
in 2000.
Old school.
That's true.
They put out a stat this morning too. Since 1985, this is the first time since 1985 that you haven't had UCLA, Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, Kansas in the Final Four.
Wow.
One of those teams.
It's the first time
one
since
of those
when?
Teams since 1985.
Did you have which teams?
One of them.
Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they've been there every – one of those teams has been there every year since 1985.
That is – that's impressive.
That is impressive.
Well, I don't know, it's not impressive. That's interesting. No. It's been those teams every year. Well, so to me, I mean, I like having Michigan State in the tournament, but I like seeing some new teams as well. I think Tech – I think it's fantastic. So there was a conversation being had in my house. Snacks was convinced he hates Texas Tech for some reason. I don't know why. He hates Texas Tech. He was for Kentucky over to beat Houston. He's anti-Houston. I'm like, who are you? What are you? Are you against the Rockets and Astros too while we're at it?
That's unbelievable.
No, I just
it's for the city.
Yeah, he wanted Kentucky to win. He wanted Tech to get beat. He started screaming at the referees that they were cheating at the end of the
Because
they,
he might have heard that there was some racism or some homelessness in the state of Texas.
Yeah, it could have been. But no, when the player reached across and touched it, that's clearly a technical foul.
Yeah.
Although he didn't touch the ball, we found out he touched
the arm.
And Snacks knows that rule. And he was like, "They're cheating. I'm sick of this stuff. They want to make sure Texas Tech gets in." Like, who wants to make sure Texas Tech gets in?
Yeah,
the Red Raider lobby in college basketball.
Just stop. But so we started talking about how Texas Tech is kind of. I brought up Darvin Ham. I showed him the. But my wife, for whatever reason, brought up how. How Gonzaga used to be. Used to be the team that was like the Cinderella team.
Yeah.
And she was talking about that. And I mentioned it's because I brought up the fact that Mark Few, they said this is his 20th year there, which is – I can't even remember the coach. The coach, Dan Monson.
Yeah.
He was the one who was the hot name with Richie Fromm and Matt Santangelo. And then Monson is the guy who goes out of there. And Mark Few takes over like, hey, guys, I'll just – from this staff, I'll just take over 20 straight years in the tournament. This is his 20th year,
and how,
20 straight years.
And they win that conference for 20 straight years. As a matter of St. Mary's stopped that run this year that they had won their tournament for, for what, how many years in a row?
But you look at Gonzaga, they went from what we used to call we still call them mid-majors, but they went from Cinderella team to a mid-major power, which meant you're maybe going to be a 5 seed.
No, it's
right?
a national
you
power.
You go from 5 to a 10 to a 1 seed.
Yeah.
And we talked about how – okay, it looks different now. They're more international. We've talked about it here on the show. The way that they recruit is different. But that's how you go from being a mid-major or a Cinderella to a number one is you've got to recruit different. You can't do it like they were. But that's a small team. You know, that's a team in the Pacific Northwest, Gonzaga, who has turned into a national power. That's why when I look at Houston to bring it back local, that's why when I look at Houston, it's still – there was a time where I thought Houston's never going to be like Phi Slamma Jam or they'll never be able to – but I do feel like now, if you got the facilities, I feel like Houston could be back up there.
If Brad Stevens had stayed, Butler would be in the same position.
Butler would be the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And if Kelvin Sampson stays, the University of Houston, especially with the talent, look at where he's
so
got to go.
On?
Gonzaga has to go.
But
look
what's
where
going
Butler
on
has
then?
To go.
Why is he considering leaving?
Here's
he's got
why.
Two family members who work at U of H, too.
And here's why. And here's the deal is – that's one. The thought is that he wants his son to move into this spot while he goes over there. Now, he does have his daughter working at U of H. He's got his son working at U of H, and he works at U of H. So it's a family affair. And U of H has said, fine, Kelvin. You know what? You want the whole family. We don't care. Bring the whole family, and you guys can work here and stay here forever. We're offering you 6 years, $18 million, which is three a year, which is a top 20 program, top 15 program in the country. But the thought – now, here's the thing. It may be a money play. Okay, suppose Kelvin Sampson – they've been working on this for a while. Kelvin Sampson had a really good basketball team that was a top 10-ranked basketball team. He could have gotten to the Elite Eight game. Does that change the money if he gets the Elite Eight? If he beats Kentucky and goes to that Elite Eight game –
maybe.
It maybe changes the money.
Maybe. I don't feel like it does, though. To me, the money's the money. I feel like that's top
I don't
money.
Know.
That's
I think
great
you
money.
Now all of a sudden you go, wait a minute. I just beat Kentucky.
You don't think
I'm in the Elite Eight.
$3 million is a lot.
$3 million is a lot, but I might get three and a half. You know what? Well, it could have been good sound. And this is my thought
it's
of
business.
How he might stay. Is that they're just waiting. Wait. Maybe there's more. Now we'll sign. Now that it's over, you go, okay, you know what? We like it here. Got a chance to build. You built us an arena. It's unbelievable. The backing now for the program. This place will fill up now because everybody's on to U of H basketball. It ain't like Arkansas, though. Let's face it. Arkansas, without good teams, they're still filling that place up. There's still 5,000 more people there per game. It is, or 6,000 more people there per game. But you got something that you're building here with your family that you could stay forever. The problem is if he wants to get his son as a head coach, which a lot of coaches do want to do that, this is the play. I go to Arkansas, let my son take over here.
What if it's
– I don't know if that Tillman and Chris Pesman look at his son, though, and say, you're ready for this.
There was a time when Cougar basketball was monstrous, but that was decades ago. Let's be real about this. We had Kelvin Sampson on the show one time during a great run. My guess is he went on other sports talk shows all that often.
Yeah, he was on with Charlie.
Okay. That's fine. But not a lot. It's not like he has a coach's show. If he goes to Arkansas, and this is just the truth, he will have a coach's show. He will
probably – No, he has a coach's show. He has
here?
A coach's show. No, at our heart. He has a coach's show.
Kelvin does?
Yeah.
Wow, wouldn't have known.
Well,
no.
Did you even know what channel they were
when
on?
When does it air?
Did you even know what channel?
No.
They're on 950.
When does it air?
I have no idea.
950 doesn't count.
No, yeah.
With all due respect, 950 doesn't count.
I'm sorry, but 950's like, hey, what's
have you heard the other programming? Have you heard some of the other programming?
It's a little disrespectful talking about 950 that way.
Is it?
They don't count? Well, a little bit.
As a sports station? Okay.
Isn't that the
He's on a political talk station.
A little disrespectful.
He's not on a sports station. His show is on a political talk station. That's when his
show
is on.
Do you know the subject matter of his show? Maybe he hosts a political talk show.
Actually, it kind of is.
Maybe.
What?
On a political talk show.
Maybe Kelvin Sampson is not taking a job. Maybe not taking the money because he's got a Fox News job lined up.
So if this is the deal, if he says, okay, well.
The home of Dan Patrick. The station that Dan Patrick built. This is what you're saying about it?
A little disrespectful.
No, it's an iHeart. No, that was 700 of the
Dan. Yeah,
built.
Dan Patrick. I worked at that station.
Dan built KSEV. 950, though, is they tried to have Outlaw Dave and all that. Now they've just gone to syndicated political shows and all that stuff. It's not a sports talk station. I know. I worked over at iHeart. They don't even hardly – they're like, what? Oh, we still have 950? Crap.
Name a station
that's
you didn't work at, though.
No, I didn't work at 950.
He makes a point.
I didn't work at 950. I didn't work at 950, so you worked at three of the four I've worked at.
Kind of.
To be fair, yeah, you did. What are you talking about?
This is
the deal. Like, Kelvin Sampson is never – basketball is never going to be king in Houston. Never, ever,
It's never going to be king in Arkansas either.
But Arkansas basketball obviously is a big deal.
Yeah, a big
I would
deal.
Say it's right there with football. If you're telling me that 16,000 people
13,
are in a stadium or whatever.
13,000 per
Yeah,
per
I
game.
Think it's right there. You know why? Because it's a college town. You know what else
yeah.
you have to live in?
Yep.
A freaking college
well, he'd be
town.
He'd be one of the two most important people in the city.
If he
and
cares,
he's like way down the list
if
here.
If he cares about culture, restaurants, and quality of life in that way.
Fayetteville.
No, it's not definitely not Fayetteville.
Okay.
But if he cares about, like, I want to be top dog.
Yeah.
He's got a chance there. He'll never be that.
Oh, no. There's no question. He's a bigger star in Fayetteville than he is here. No question. All right, we got to take a break because.
But your son? You think Tillman? You think if you leave and you spurn Houston, Tillman's going to be okay with.
No.
Let me tell you, as Tillman, as owner of University of Houston, he is going to say,
oh, no.
Okay, he's not going to be head
Tillman's
coach.
Going to go.
You know that, right? That's not the succession plan.
No.
It's not going to be Kelvin Sampson's son.
No.
He's not going to go for I'll pay you three to paying your son, what, under one?
He'll pay him three, too, $300,000.
Yeah. Not even.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, Tillman goes from Major to Dana. He ain't going from Kelvin to his kid.
No.
That ain't happening.
No.
Especially offering $3 million.
Although,
you know what? There's a lot of really good coaches that take $3 million a year.
Yeah, but not the name like Dana has. Not in basketball. I think Houston.
I don't know. Houston
has been running at a pretty high level from the Art Briles days.
I'll tell
right?
you this.
They've been winning conferences, top 20. That has not been the history of Houston basketball.
I don't know, but here's the deal is you see what can happen here. Not only that, but the talent in the city of Houston basketball-wise and what Kelvin has started here, I think, and $3 million a year, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to get a really good coach to come in here.
You think?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
From where, though?
I don't know, but here's the thing.
Because mid-majors can win at high levels in basketball, not
in football. And this is this is one of them. This is the place.
Yeah, I know, but who are you going to get? Like, my boy Greg Gary, who I went to school with at Tulane, he's a basketball player there, actually taught me how to read the racing form. He is now the head coach at Mercer. He just got the job. But he was on the Purdue staff. He was right there on the bench. You know, a guy like that would be perfect to come over in at University of Houston. This is a true story.
Wait, on the other side. Tell the true story on the other side. Because right now we've got to talk about – because there's a lot of people out there with ED problems. Ooh. Okay? So, yeah. There's a lot of guys out there. They're driving in their car right now, and they're going, what the bleep and the bleep. I wasn't able to get the job done last night, okay? I need to get the job done. How do I get the job done? Well, here's how you get the job done. Fourhymns.com/John5. That's right. They're going right now. They're looking down going, what the bleep? Work for me. Fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. And here's the deal is there's a sketchy marketplace out there. There's probably a lot of stuff out there that you can't trust. Fourhymns.com, you will talk to a doctor, okay? You will get the medicine that is the generic equivalent to the blue pill or the yellow pill, and you, my friends, are going to find out how easy this is and how inexpensive it is. The first month is just $5. You're going to get you started for just $5 while supplies last, subject to doctor approval. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. So go to fourhymns.com/John5. That's fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. Get started. Don't worry about it anymore. Go in with confidence at fourhymns.com/John5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Here's a question for you. Warren Sharp put this out. Because they're talking about this Trey Wingo on ESPN this morning. How does this year's QB draft class shape up against the last five? Where you got these quarterbacks, relatively speaking?
We actually did that, I think, on the Move the Sticks podcast. So last year's
so
to me was much better.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
Probably. Well, they might have been. People actually listen to Move the Sticks. They were just like, where's Daniel Jeremiah? What's Lance doing on here? They're probably disgusted.
Yes, I know I said that.
You said that, yeah. But so to me, Sam Darnold was number one. Now, I actually like Baker better than Kyler, but I have Kyler with a higher grade because Baker opened the door for a higher grade for Kyler Murray. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Baker's play made me okay with that offense and that size for a quarterback. Had I known, obviously, like, I was willing to project Kyler a little higher. So it would be like this. It goes like this. Sam Darnold won. This I'm only going to go over the last 3 years.
3 years.
Sam Darnold won. It was Carson Wentz 2, Jared Goff 3, Kyler Murray 4, Dwayne Haskins 5. But like I said, Baker would have been further up, but I did have Rosen ahead of
Murray.
But
you were worried about his size more than –
That was the only thing I was worried about.
So
size.
Who was one? Oh, Darnold.
Darnold. I had a 7-0 on Darnold. I had a 6-5 on – I had a high 6-5 on Jared Goff – on Carson Wentz, a low 6-5 on Jared Goff, a close to – like a 6-2-5 on Kyler, which is like in a typically going to be in the – 18 range, 15 to 20 in most good drafts. This isn't a great draft. And then Dwayne Haskins at a 6-2, about a 6-2. Baker I had at about a 6, but I would have had him higher up. I had I had Rose on a 6'1".
Where'd you have Mahomes?
I had a 5'7", 5'8" on him. I had a 5'9", 5 on Deshaun. Deshaun, I couldn't get away from these turnovers he had against Florida State, like two or three games where he had these bad turnovers. I'm like, man, he's going to keep doing that in the NFL. And he has, but it doesn't matter because he makes a bunch of good plays too. Like, it's just the intangibles matter with I should have paid more attention to the intangibles on Deshaun because intangibles do matter in the NFL. Mahomes, I just didn't see. I saw a lot of Cutler, gunslinger, who's going to make a lot of great plays and a lot of mistakes. I do think he's benefited from playing with Andy Reid. I think that's been a big, big benefit.
And having those weapons.
Obviously, Kelsey helps. Having Tyreek take off out of nowhere helps. But I got to tell you, I think a lot of that's just Mahomes is special.
Yeah,
Mahomes is just a really special player. So I didn't have Mahomes in my top five. And I had, you know, actually Jameis would have been in there ahead of Haskins. Now that I think about it, my number would have been higher on Jameis than Haskins. And Mariota, I was further back on Mariota.
Yeah, well, if you go back 5 years.
Yeah, I got to go back further. But, yeah, so Sam Darnold's the highest-rated quarterback I've had in the five drafts that I've done.
Okay.
I still think he's going to be really good. I still think Sam's going to be good. I'm not sure that he can be great. I just think he can be really good.
Yeah. NFL win totals are out. Who do you think?
Over Texans, obviously, right?
Hmm?
You're going over with the Texans?
Obviously, I'm going over with the Texans.
I was going to say.
Have you seen the Texas number, John?
Doesn't matter. He likes it over.
But what if it's 13?
Over.
Push.
Over.
Over.
No, over.
Okay.
I will just inform you guys. It's not 13. At least Vegas.
Okay,
I'm going to guess it is 9.5.
What's the highest win total?
8.5. Yeah, the highest win total is going to be 11.5.
It's going to be Patriots at 11. 2019 win total. 11.
It's 11 or 11?
It's 11.
And a half?
It's 11.
11. Chiefs are next at 10.5. Yeah. Rams are 10.5. Saints are 10.5. Chargers are 10. Bears 9.5, Colts 9.5, Eagles 9.5, Browns 9.
See, Colts 9.5 was too high, and I'll tell you why. I don't think they're sustainable yet. They still need roster help. It's one thing to flash. We saw it with the Saints back in 2005 before they had a down year. It's
Are
one
they
thing to flash.
Really,
yeah, the Colts. You don't go from one of the worst teams in football to all of a sudden you're one of the best.
We've talked about this before.
But
the Colts don't flash when Manning or Luck are healthy. They're a 10-plus win team
But they're not a great secondary.
I know.
They benefited a lot from a bad.
And you could say all of that
about all those other
Patriots.
Teams or all the Colts teams in the past. We know what they were when
the Colts are going to play a harder schedule too. Now, boys, they're not playing a number four schedule.
But they got number 12.
And has always
great,
it has never mattered the schedule.
You know who
or
else
their,
they have?
Or their
number
roster.
31, Quincy Wilson. And they've got Bethea, and they got Gathers, and they got
Can
Nate
you
Hairston.
Name all the great Colts defenders when in the pass for Luck?
Yeah, they had two.
For
Manning, you had a phenomenal pass rush, two Hall of Fame pass rushers. That's a big deal. And you have Bob Sanders.
But how
he
good were they
players.
When he wasn't on the field?
Who?
How good were those teams when he wasn't around or healthy?
No, not as good. But those rosters were better than what the Colts have now. I'm just saying, I don't think the Colts roster is sustainable yet. They're not spending money in free agency other than Devin Funchess, and they're going to have to do it in draft again. I'm telling you that I think the Colts are headed upwards, and I like the way they're doing it, but I don't think they're sustainable just yet.
I'm going over 9.5.
Yeah, until proven otherwise.
Yeah, that's a lot.
When those guys, when he's on the field.
Yeah. Will Jacksonville be as bad?
Listen.
Will Jacksonville be as bad this year?
No.
And Tennessee has a chance
and
to be better,
too. And the Colts can beat
them. And they're playing a harder schedule.
And the Colts will win
four
to five games.
How many did they
division?
Win last year, the Colts?
Nine?
They won 10.
10.
They won 10, and now they're going to play a harder schedule. And my guess is the other two teams, Tennessee and Jacksonville, would be better.
That was Andrew Luck just coming back, too. And he's got another draft. Dude got another draft. Guess what he did in the last draft?
I know.
Pretty freaking good.
I know. My guess is they're not finding two all-pros in the first two rounds.
I don't know that. But Aller's pretty good, dude. No. Why are you hating on your boy?
Does your belt boy know your talking? Hey,
isn't he the godfather of all your children?
Yeah, one of them. He's going to draft offensive and defensive. He's going to keep drafting offensive
and he'll hit on
linemen.
Him. Right.
And he'll have Zach Pascal at wide receiver and Charles Rogers.
And who's going to guard him?
You know who couldn't cover Zach Pascal?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bradley Roby. Mm. Some other guy.
What did your boy say about Bradley Roby?
He's a fan.
No.
Thinks he's good.
No, he's a fan because he gets to play against him.
That's what he's a fan of. 8:30 ESPN 97.5 live from says. Prime Social. Come and play against us. I'm playing today. Let's go. In the tournament at noon. You register till 2. See if you can't get some of this, and you won't.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Over the weekend, apparently we had a... Well, you guys can talk...
Okay. I know what you're trying to do, a-hole.
listen, yeah, we had Rockets winning. We had the Astros, big weekend. We had NCAA Elite Eight games. Yeah, sure. But what about Montana and Idaho State playing in softball? Okay. We had a game winner. We had a walk-off.
Yeah.
And one of the most exciting games in history.
No doubt.
Let's listen in.
Now, walk-offs, I would say, is when it comes to last-second shots, but when somebody scores from second or from first. We remember the game against the Yankees.
This is on first. This is a runner on first.
The World Series game, or the ALCS, where the Astros scored. Who had the base hit?
Correa.
Was it Altuve?
Correa had the hit that scored Altuve.
I think, it was Altuve got in.
Right.
You remember how
slid right on in the Yankees. It's the Yankees.
Yeah, that's one of the most exciting plays. The walk-off in a postseason. That's on a postseason tournament?
No, this is a regular season. But Idaho State had been unbeaten in Big Sky play.
So that's a big game.
Okay, it's a big game.
Okay.
Idaho State, the number one team because they're unbeaten in Big Sky play. Here is the call.
Pitch swung over the second baseman's head out to the field. Canas is running home, and Montana walks off. First baseman Cammy Sellers able with the clutch line drive over the second baseman to hand Idaho State Bengals their first loss in Big Sky Conference play.
All right.
Okay.
I think he learned from the Joe Buck school of let's not overstate everything.
It wasn't Gus Johnson.
Other than Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Despicable.
Calm down, Joe.
listen, it wasn't exactly Gus Johnson. Okay. Now, that was pretty bad.
It wasn't exactly Gus Johnson.
This is, for those of you, there's a lot of young listeners out there that never heard Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Yeah. If you're in your 30s, and you didn't really pay as much attention, there's a chance that you didn't, like early 30s, that you didn't maybe know about the Boom Goes the Dynamite kid on the internet. Let's just say this. If you haven't heard this before, if you haven't heard him, you'll be blown away at how bad. Because whoever wrote that, what website is that on?
Barstool.
So on Barstool, whoever the editor is or whoever posted that article, tell me what the headline said.
And here's Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Tell me what the headline said.
We found the worst sports announcer of all time at a Montana softball game.
So maybe they mean worst sports announcer, meaning play-by-play call?
Play-by-play.
Because he's definitely not worse than this.
Well, and he says, I was just waiting for him to say, and Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Yeah.
Later he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and Boom Goes the Dynamite. Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that look in the sports, right?
Oh, well, we got to play the whole thing.
Yeah, you didn't.
Tyler, play the whole thing. So this kid, it was on college campus?
I guess
it was. Or just a small market?
I don't know, but it's the worst.
So this kid is in his 20s. He is
it looks like college.
He's doing a sports cast, right? He's got his jacket, his tie. He's reading off the teleprompter.
Right.
He's doing an actual sports cast of a highlight reel. It must be in Indiana somewhere because he's doing a sports cast and going through the highlights and talking through the highlights of the Indiana Pacers game. Okay? This is a real thing. This is a real mm-hmm. sports cast, just like you'd see on ESPN or your local highlights as they're going through the highlights and they're saying what's happening. And put the biscuit in the basket and all that stuff.
Well, here it is. Here is Boom Goes the Dynamite.
The Nets won the last Sunday's matchup, 94-85, which left the Pacers one game behind the Chicago in the seventh series spot. Let's check out the highlights. Steven Jackson's mm-hmm. David.
Yeah, this didn't stop. That's him.
Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a three, and it's good. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Tagline, that's his line.
The final score is ended up with the Pacers 63 to the Nets 61.
That was the final
score.
Well,
that's not a final score.
Listen.
The Associated Press of the All-American first team in college baseball was announced today at Utah's 7-foot sophomore, center Andrew Bogut, was the leading vote getting, receiving 61st place votes. Bogut, who is an Australian native, received very little attention in the presentation in the preseason, but averaged 20 points and 12 rebounds a game for Utah. The four other players joining Bogut on the AP team are senior forward Wayne Summers of Kansas and Hakan Warwick of Syracuse. Junior guard J.J. Redick of Duke and sophomore guard Chris Paul of Wake Forest rebounded out the list.
Well, rounded.
Rounded out the list. And it was Wayne Simeon, not Wayne Simmons, by the way.
Let's check out some of the scores tonight. Watch this.
Oof. How long is this sports cast?
Okay, way too great. Long. Thanks a lot for that look in the sports, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Now
thanks for that look in the sports, Greg.
That's the all-time.
Nothing beats that. he couldn't read off the prompter.
He couldn't.
Wrong words, wrong names. Giant patches of no talking during highlights.
He was the best. He's the
nothing
best.
Beat that
kid.
Now, he
did get a job in the business, you know.
Shut up.
Yeah. No. The Boom Goes the Dynamite kid, he worked. Yo, he got a job.
Where is he now?
I actually.
Find out.
If you want to know the truth, if I wish I had some of my old tapes. I was eerily similar.
No.
Yeah, you told us. Did you have a catchphrase?
I did not have a catchphrase, but I frequently, when I first started, choked up and I.
did say that on the air.
Yeah. And then I had one good sportscast and I actually got a job. And it moved up, and it was unbelievable. And then I got to my next station, and I started choking again.
He did it again.
Yeah.
Brian Collins.
Brian Collins.
2005. He was a 19-year-old Ball State freshman.
He was just a freshman
from Ohio. He volunteered to anchor the sports segment on the university's TV station after the scheduled anchor for the night called in sick. So
he's just a volunteer.
He's just a volunteer. He thought he was ready.
Trying to take a shot.
He wasn't ready. He was a telecommunications major. Assumed everything would run smoothly. He just needed to read from a teleprompter while sports highlights ran on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Managed the roughly 4 minutes of airtime, which is an eternity nowadays. And he just thought he could wing it.
I got a good story for you guys. So mm-hmm. Boom Goes the Dynamite guy.
Mm-hmm.
I played Taboo with him while he was in Waco because some of my friends worked there after college. So we all met up there and we ended up at, you know, all the reporters hang out together from all the various stations. So we were at somebody's house and my friend told me, she goes, "Hey, you might know the guy that's coming here tonight. Boom Goes the Dynamite, Brian." And sure enough, he walks in and... That was Boom Goes the Dynamite guy. He was working as a general assignment reporter at Waco for a while.
So, really?
Yeah, like he hated sports. He wasn't a sports guy at all.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, not at all.
That's why he said passes it to the man.
Yeah, he was not a sports guy. He was a reporter.
And boom goes the dynamite.
So did you talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him.
What was he like? Could he talk?
Cool.
Was he able to speak in sentences?
Really nice guy. Really nice guy. She told me not to ask him about Boom Goes the Dynamite. And I was trying to explain to her, like, he's one of the original.
You don't understand.
No. Yeah. He's a legend.
He's a legend. He sucks at Taboo also.
Yeah.
Not good. Kicked his ass.
Yeah. Yeah. The teleprompter was operational. But an inexperienced operator accidentally fast-forwarded through the script. That has happened. Listen, this is how I met Wendy. Her first day at Channel 3 in Lafayette, she just got out of college, and she came, and you couldn't see the person running the prompter. And she's running the prompter. She ran it perfectly for the newscaster. She gets to mine, and all of a sudden, I'm reading, and all of a sudden, it's all gone.
That's a
and
nightmare.
It's all gone, and I like, and I'm looking down, and my papers weren't right because I wasn't turning over.
Yeah.
So I go through the cast, and it's the worst, and it's the I'm lost.
It's live TV,
and we go to break, and I go, who the f- is on the prompter that you are you so incompetent you can't push papers through a machine? And it was Wendy. And she's like, what an a-hole.
That's how I met her. Wendy did kind of screw you.
She did. Oh, yes, no, no. She ruined my life.
100%.
And then she made my life perfect.
Maybe she was trying to ruin you like Veronica Corning. She was Veronica Corningstone. Blonde, you were Ron Burgundy?
I actually was Ron Burgundy.
Listen to this. This is eight facts. Contrary to popular belief, the teleprompter didn't stop working during Colin's 3 minute and 50 second nightmare. The new tech working the prompter accidentally fast forwarded through the entire script. Mm-hmm. Collins was only able to make out random words before they disappeared. Collins admitted in an interview with Gene Wojciechowski of ESPN that typewritten pages were right in front of him for emergencies. All he had to do was read from the script. Unfortunately, the pages were completely out of order.
Yes.
Collins realized that moment. That
all the time.
He realized right then that tonight's not going to be a good night.
You know how you flip the papers when you're reading and you see the anchors flipping the papers.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't do that for every time you go through a script, guess what? You look down and you ain't on the right page.
So just to prove that Twitter didn't like I assume that Twitter just created trolls. That's completely what I assume, and that's really not true. This says, remember, this happened in 2005. Much like any unfortunate meme, Collins was also subject to hate mail and harassment, even though his screw up predates Twitter and Facebook.
Why?
He said, quote,
why hatred?
You do get hate mail from people who just come after you. He told CBS News in an early show interview. You get lots of phone calls. At one point, we had to unplug our phone at school just because of how many phone calls were coming in. This is when the troll was so committed that they would look up phone numbers and make phone calls to mess with you. They would call the phone to try
Why?
To.
Why?
Because.
Why did you hate him?
Because.
He was wonderful.
Because there's a bunch of Silky Johnsons and Buck Nasties out there who are just haters of the year.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's going for hater of the year.
Time to talk about Lance Z Patios.
Well, that's actually not what it is.
Oh,
it's TCPLance.com. TCP Lance, that's Texas Custom Patios. They are the company. Oh, in this weather, so it cooled down, which I thought was perfect. I went out and I watched games on my patio this weekend. Had a cocktail that I invented myself. Then I watched some of the players that I had to write up on the patio as well. It was a patio weekend for me. And I hooked up the kids, too, over the weekend on the patio. The patio is great because whether you live alone, you've got a wife, it's you and your kids, it is a great spot for you to hang out and enjoy the outdoor life here in the city of Houston. And Texas Custom Patios will do it by building a patio that is the finest structure that you can find. They build it onto your home to where it looks like it was part of the original design. And if you don't believe me, you can go through the process with them because when they submit their original designs to you, It is designed with their special technology that shows you exactly what your home is going to look like. And you know what? Mine looked exactly like that. I was blown away. It is. They are the best patio company in the entire state of Texas. They've won multiple awards. And it, whether you need a freestanding or you need one built onto your home, whether it's a sunroom, a room addition, a patio, an outdoor living space that includes a kitchen, they can do it all for you. Let Stephen Schell and his crew do that work for you. You're going to be blown away at how your house becomes a home. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com. For more information, or if you want to see what they did for my home before and after, go to TCPLance.com. Because I'm TNT, I'm dynamite. TNT, and I'll win the fight.
ESPN. 97.5. Yeah, wake up out at 6, think about money, think about this. I got nothing on my wrist, but I'll take gladly take your thing. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein. 27 shows, I go through
cities every now and then. I watch the crowd, they're jumping, watching me. All right, welcome back to Prime Social, 7801 West Timer. We are going to be here every Friday, and Friday is where you get the $10,000 guaranteed. They're having a big, big tournament coming up here that we will be telling you about over the next couple of months. Huge tournament right here at Prime Social. They've got the Jeep that they're giving away here shortly. That's going to be fun. We will talk about that from Chastain. Chastain Jeep down in Alvin. Very nice. Great people. Thank you, Chastain, for doing that. Hook these two up, and they are and what a great deal this is. So 10 people who played the most last month are going to get a shot. Ping pong balls. You could play just 10 hours and get into the final 10. But they're doing ping pong balls, and they'll draw those 10 names, and we'll see. That'll be a great tournament that you can actually watch on the internet. You can actually watch the whole cards. They've got that technology now here at Prime Social. This is the number one place. Number one place, no question about it. Other places are struggling to get one or two tables to be playing cash games. You got anywhere from 10 to 15 going almost all the time here at Prime Social. Without a doubt, the best place. Raheel is going to be joining us on the other side. So is Rivers McCown right here on ESPN 97.5. We're going to talk about Matt Khalil. We wanted to do that last week. Unfortunately, Dell screwed that up along with – you screwed that up, okay? Along with the live show that you couldn't get on the air, right?
Is this show on the air?
Yeah, this show is on
the
air.
So the show
end.
You
no,
care
– No
show,
thanks to you.
Really? Okay. Wait a minute. It's all because of me and Tyler.
And it's all because of Tyler.
So the show you actually care about is on the air, right?
No, I care about every show here.
That's not true.
I'm a team guy. That's all I care about.
How come everything is built around your schedule then?
What are you talking about?
Because like when videos need to be shot or meetings need to take place, it's all around your schedule. You don't accommodate others.
No.
I absolutely
do. No, you don't. If something's not shot at 11, it's not getting shot.
For the 10th time in a row at our meetings at 3 o'clock.
He's not there.
Mr. Giles. And Innovation Map has done this. And everyone, we all clap, and he goes, where's John? Like, he ain't been there.
Wow. The rest of us are – I've been to, like – I was, like, at the first three. I haven't been back since. So none of us are going to criticize John.
I've been there.
Well,
where are you guys?
You're sitting there all day.
Where are you
day.
Guys? You're supposed to come back.
You're
like,
sitting there all day. No wonder. You're waiting for people to bring food into the Blitz.
That's why you're hanging around
all day.
For free food.
Gifting Map is up 27%.
It is?
Judy in sales. Yes, Judy in sales has.
We call it Judith.
Judy
her name
is
Judith Lance. Yeah.
Okay, she is this.
We'll put some respect
and
on
also,
her.
And also, Wes has done this, and Andrew is over by 50%.
Sports Map.
Right, not what? Andrew is up over 50%.
Sports Map hits. We hit our all time high.
Up, and Fred will come up there, and he'll like.
He's not lying, by the way.
What we've.
Well, how does Fred walk?
Why is he milking a cow?
Well, I'm just doing a walk. I'm just doing a walk.
I'm just doing a walk. This is my.
That doesn't walk like
this
that.
Is my walk. And then it's like.
That's why you trip and fall and wear a cast.
107%, and we're doing this, and everyone claps. And then they go, hey, where's the other guys from the morning show? We see Lance, and I'm like, they're lazy. What can I tell you? They're super lazy.
Why does Raheel do everyone's walk?
I don't know. That's his talent. It's his hidden
Raheel
talent.
Raheel is able to to get everyone's walk at the station.
Or even
he's like batting stance guy only for walking. That's what he does.
All right, 856 ESPN 975 Rivers McCown.
That was the segment?
On the other side.
That was the segment?
That's it.
John tried to attack me and it turned into you talking about us.
John tried to attack you. Shocking.
Yeah, time to talk about Heritage Film. Why did you turn it when I was
all over me. You were all over him. I know.
He couldn't even defend himself.
Oh, I screwed that up.
Time to talk right now about Chance McClain. And he doesn't screw it up. I love Chance, and I love what he's doing. He's putting together right now, as a matter of fact. And I've been talking about him doing my father-in-law's. Hey, the problem is my father-in-law takes a long time getting him the pictures that he needs. But he needs – here's the deal. Is if he's going to tell the picture, the story of your person. And when you look at Twitter, if you follow Chance McClain on Twitter, at Texas Chance, you're going to see all the pictures. Because every time he does an interview, he just loves the people that he does it with. It's a long-form interview, and he gets to know them. And they're so interesting, these stories. And Chance is like, this is one of the nicest people I've ever met. And that will be whoever is special to you. You have someone special in the family that you want to get on video that will last forever. What a great present. And I thought that would be a great present for my father-in-law, and we've done it for him. And it is unbelievable. And it is going to be unbelievable when we see the video as well. You can do this for your family at yourheritagefilm.com. That's yourheritagefilm.com. So now.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.